The Lord will make your plagues wonderful, and the plagues of your seed, your children, even great plagues he's going to put upon you and your children. And of long continuous, and sore sicknesses of long continuous. How long did Jenna have to suffer? 8 years. How long did Dave have to suffer? 40 years. How long did Sharon suffer? 30 years. Isn't that amazing? You know, here's this lady right here. When she came to a healing school, she had to be driven. Today, she drove herself. But a few years ago, she couldn't. Somebody had to drive her because she had brain tumors. She had back problems. I mean, you name it, she had everything wrong with her. You hear me talk about Sharon as my basket case. Because you were a basket case, wasn't you, Sharon? She was. And when she came up for prayer, she said, I've never heard this kind of teaching in my life, but she said, today I want to be prayed for. She said, now, Pastor, I want you to know I've been prayed for. I go to a big church in Dallas. She said, I've been prayed for hundreds of times with no results. I said, well, young lady, number one, have you ever repented of your sin? Well, I don't guess. I said, well, that's the problem. We got to confess sin. So we went back and I asked her to think back before all this started coming upon her what sin she might have thought of and did, and she thought of a few, and so she repented of those. Lord, I'm sorry, I did those things. Normal sins that everybody else has committed too. Ain't nobody without sin. But she repented. I said, now then, what scripture did you use to base your faith on? She said, scripture? We never used a scripture. I said, so you see what you got? Nothing. See, God don't just go by your words. He goes by His words. So you find His promises, and then you call Him in remembrance of His promises. Lord, you said. And so we found one, and we used it. And then I said, now sure, nobody's ever prayed for you in faith, but today I'm going to pray for you in faith. And when I do, I'm going to guarantee you the King of the universe is going to heal you. And Sharon got healed that day. Isn't that awesome? All that time, and her plagues were continuous and of long term. 30 years. Dave was 40 years. Jenna was 8 years. And some of you may have suffered a long time too. But it don't have to be. I mean, you just don't have to be. You know, I got tickled at Sharon the other day. It hadn't been long. She come in, she said, Pastor, you know I've had a problem with my knees for a long time. I said, no, Sharon, I didn't know you had a problem with your knees. She said, I had a problem. I think that's what you said, your knees. She said, I've had a problem with my knees. And she said, I just realized he paid the price for that on the cross too. So she said, I'm standing for my healing. It's done in Jesus' name. And guess what the King did for her knees? Healed her. Isn't that amazing? It's already done. What, honey? Yeah. It's in there. If you read in Deuteronomy 28, Cheryl said, show them that curse. That's in Deuteronomy 28:35. Just go back sometime and read all these curses. I don't want to go back to that. But he promises to afflict you in your knees. In Deuteronomy 28:35. But then he says here, I will make these things of long continuous and sore sicknesses of long continuous. Moreover, he will bring upon you all the diseases of Egypt which I was afraid of, and they shall cleave unto you. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't like any of this. Do you? I don't like this. God is telling us what's going to happen to us as people if we don't do what He says. Now then, you know, you'll see some churches, especially Pentecostal churches, they will not teach you that sickness and sin are related. But they'll tell you to come up, we'll pray for you, we'll push you down, you know, we'll anoint you with oil, we'll do all kinds of things, and one in a few of those people get healed. Every once in a while, God will be merciful and heal one of them. But if you want to have results, you teach what God says. Holiness is what's required to walk in divine health. You can't walk there no other way. I mean, I have done everything I know how to do. I mean, I'm not perfect yet, but I'm working on it. As a man told me the other day, he said, I'm not perfect like you are. I told him, I said, well, start working on it. I may not be perfect either, but I'm working on it. And I, obviously, the Lord knows my heart, and He knows what I've done. He knows I've worked hard at being diligent, and the Lord has allowed me to walk in virtually divine health for the last 30 years of my life. You know, can you do that? Of course you can. Sure, all of us can. All we got to do is obey Him. In fact, Dave told me something the other day. He said, you know, if I were to fall off of a building Now, me and him are always doing something, climbing around, doing something. He said, if I was to fall off of a building and break a bunch of ribs, he said, the first thing I'd have to ask is, okay, God, what did I do that didn't make you happy? He said, that's the first thing I'd ask. Then he said, I would say, Lord, whatever it is, I repent. Now then he'd say, pick me up, take me home, put me in my bed. I'm going to let God heal me. I thought, now how many of you people got that kind of faith? Nobody held up their head. Is that what you call a man of faith? Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. So that, verse 61, I think that's the last one I want to put up there. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, them will the devil bring upon you. Oh, I didn't read that right? Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of the law, them will the Lord bring upon you until you be destroyed. And we want to know why people are sick. We got a good idea, don't we? Because we're sinning. We're not in the Word. We're not obeying God. Because we don't have to be sick. Proverbs 26:2. I want to take you to this. See, we've been talking about the curses now, right? I want to take you and show you something. When I learned this, I read this over and over and over. I thought this can't be true. Proverbs 26:2 in the King James. Look at what it says. As the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. Joseph's been a good boy. He's serving the Lord. He's going to church. He's reading the Word. He's doing everything. And the devil comes around and says, God, I want to kill him. And the Lord says, you can't have him. You have no legal claim to that boy of mine. He's my son, and he's walking obedience to my Word. You see how it's working? Oh, the devil would love to kill you, wouldn't he, Joseph? He would love to kill you. He'd love to kill all of us, because that's what he does. He comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. And if he gets legal claim to you, that's what he's going to do to you. He has no problem with it. None whatsoever. That's why the devil has no problem piercing the womb of a mother that's in sin and afflicting the child with eczema or anything else while it's in the womb of the mother. But if the mother walks in obedience to God's Word, he can't do it. The child will be blessed when it comes forth because God made you a promise. The curse, causeless, cannot come. That's just like my son, whenever he was probably 12 years old. One day he said, Dad, I've not had a spanking in a long time. I said, you know why? He said, well, I said, think about it a minute. I said, why? Usually, whenever I had to give him about 4 or 5 spankings, good ones in his whole life. But I said, when you got a spanking, I said, what happened usually for you to get it? Well, he said, I usually done something you didn't like. I said, hey, that's exactly right. And I said, so since you haven't had a spanking in a long time, what does that tell you? He said, I'm doing things right. I said, that's what it means. You're doing things right. I remember when he got 16, got his driver's license. He was mowing yards. Of course, he'd been mowing yards for a long time. But now he can drive himself. Mother don't have to take him. So I built a special little flatbed trailer that he could drive the lawnmower up on. You know, built a little set of ramps and everything, and he could put the lawnmower on it, and he could go places and mow the yard. Well, he loved to mow the churchyard for the church, and so when we were still going to the Baptist church in Justin, so one of his friends, which was 16, come out one day, and they wanted to go up and mow the churchyard. So I had a 69 custom van. And it had a trailer hitch on it, so Tim had learned how to drive the van. So they went, loaded the mower up, and go up to the First Baptist Church, and they park, unload the mower, and they're out mowing. And as they come around, they look, and the van and the trailer are gone. Tim's hysterical. He comes running around there, and he looks down the road, and one full block away down the hill is a van sitting in the front door of a man's house. Fear gripped his little heart. Dad's going to kill me. He goes running down there and puts it in park. He'd forgot to put it in park. So when Mama called me and told me the problem, I went running up there. And, of course, they said, run over a little girl's bicycle. I said, oh, praise God, that little girl wasn't on that bicycle. Thank you, Jesus. And I went in. I looked, and the van's in park. I jacked it up before, and I got the bicycle out from under it. And, of course, the transmission worked fine. I backed it up, and I let it roll slowly, and I put it up in park. And, man, it's lock in park every time. I said, son, you didn't put it in park. Yes, I did, Daddy. I put it in park. I promise I put it in park. Wonder why he's lying. Well, he's afraid. He's afraid. He got 25 years old before he told me the truth. And why did you tell me the truth then? Because he's a great big old boy with big strong muscles and he's a whole lot bigger than Daddy. He said, Dad, I hate to tell you this. I told him, I said, you know you lied to me. I said, you swore you didn't lie. But I said, son, one day, 10 years later, I said, you lied to me. He said, yes, Dad, I really did. He said, I just knew if I told you the truth, you would kill me. I said, well, no, I wouldn't have killed you, but I might have given you a spanking. I don't know. But I didn't give him a spanking or nothing else. But anyway, it did, that van, it tore up the left front fender, knocked the post off of the guy's house, and went right in the front door. The van was stuck right in the man's front door. Isn't that amazing?
Like nobody was coming out.
Praise God. That's exactly right, Joseph. All we had to do was fix the front porch, and then, of course, I fixed the van myself, and we drove it another many, many years, and then finally one day I gave the van to a kid that needed it. So I don't know what happened to it since. It doesn't make any difference. And, of course, God, he's been extremely good to us. But he says in Proverbs 26:2, the curse cannot come upon you undeserved. So if a curse cannot come upon you undeserved, if you're walking in obedience to the Word, do you have to be afraid of God? No, not at all. Will God afflict you, or will he allow the enemy to afflict you with sickness and disease if you're walking in obedience to the Word? Okay, let's go to 1 John 5, start with verse 14. 1 John 5, 14, and I want to read something out of the New Covenant that you need to hear. 1 John 5, and this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask Him, God, anything according to His will, He hears us.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, The Lord Will Make Thy Plagues Wonderful, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.